Hello there, welcome to the August narration of Foxwatch. So we're coming towards the end of the summer in our Foxwatching season, and sort of as we turn into the autumn to the winter, your patience for Foxwatching will really have to be tested at this time as we come into the winter. But for now, you should still be seeing quite a lot of foxes around fairly easily if there's a good population around where you're watching them. So here we are, August, and what a colourful time of year. Leaves are changing colour on trees and bushes, and there's different types of texture and colours of plants and grasses that are coming up this time of year, which blend in very well with the developing rich red colour coat of the cubs, which are almost adult size now, or pretty much adult size. There may even be completely indistinguishable, from adults at this time of year. But they will develop that nice rich red colour coat by now, and it looks very, very pretty. Also, what I would like you to do is hang around where the blackberry bushes are. If you know where a lot of blackberry bushes are, and you know roughly where the cubs lie out during the day, or sort of in the area they're in where they're sleeping, and hang around these blackberry bushes, because in the evenings the young foxes will come out and try to eat the blackberries from the bushes, which is quite interesting to watch, because they spend a lot of time around them, and quite often you know when they're around because you sort of see bushes moving around and you hear noises and of the branches moving here and there, and it's a young fox moving about trying to pick at the blackberries, and they use all kinds of methods to try and get hold of them, and so it's a good place to get good views of them and watch how they interact with each other, and of course again get good photographs and things like that. So now that they're slowly becoming more and more independent, the adults do not want them around, basically. This is a difficult thing to pinpoint to accuracy, as it varies so much from different fox territory to different fox territory to individual fox, because some parent foxes in some territories may be quite tolerant of foxes not particularly leaving the territory just yet, and as you may probably have read or something, if you're into foxes quite a lot, that vixens stay on quite a lot in the territory to help out, and it's usually the dog foxes that are more likely to show some hostility towards and to ward off. And it's usually the dog foxes, the young dog foxes, that are dispersed first and dispersed the furthest. The animosity starts towards the cubs, talking generally now, some animosity will start to develop towards the cubs from the adults, and it's quite a sad thing, I suppose. Basically the adults start to forget about, from my experience and what I've kind of observed, it seems that the adults are starting to forget about the cubs. They're kind of used to spend quite long periods of time perhaps not seeing the cub. The cubs still want the parents. The cubs still want to have attention from the parents at this time of year. But the kind of parents sort of look around and kind of say, "Oh, what are you still doing here?" You know, they're surprised to see them. The cub does have a natural instinct to disperse, but they find it hard to let go, I suppose. I mean, as any sort of, I suppose, as we would really, you know, we finally leave home, and but it's just like we still want to keep in contact with our parents, although we want to go our own way. I suppose it's the same kind of thing with the young foxes, apart from that their parents are not particularly bothered about wanting to keep in contact with them. So you'll often see parents ignoring the cubs at this time of year more and more. as if I'm treating them more and more like they're a stranger coming into the territory, till eventually, I suppose, they'll almost attack them, or will attack them as the autumn approaches. You've probably be seeing quite a lot of this if you're watching regularly in the evenings or through night time at night, if you're watching with a strong lamp or in street lamps. And I must say, it's a very good idea to actually use a mini candle power lamp. I mean, I will come to this in my winter narrations. It's probably more relevant then, as foxes are predominantly active in the dark times in the winter. But for now, you can have great watches at the blackberry bushes, and also any other type of sort of wild food that you know, because foxes are quite fond of wild foods. And you will see in their droppings where they've been feeding continuously on these blackberries, as you will see the blackberry pips accumulated in fox scats that you find around the territories. And they most probably are belonging to the scats of the young foxes, as the young foxes are still not particularly that adapted at hunting. But you will also be able to see the young foxes trying out their skills around the rabbit warrens and things like that, so look out for that. So yeah, make sure you get out there at dawn. And although there is a lot of, as I said, antagonism and a lot of sort of cold shoulder giving from the parents to the cubs this time of year, it's not all like that. I mean, as I said, it does all depend, it does vary from fox to fox territory to territory. But generally though, the parents will still show them how to hunt a little bit. They will show them where to forage still. They're still in the teaching, in the going through the process of being taught of how to find food. Although it is instinctively in them, it will develop in them as they grow instinctively. But still, the parents, how much of this is important to the cubs from the parents, about being taught how to hunt, about being taught how to forage and find food, is not really known. That the relevance of it, the importance of it, as you probably know, a lot of young foxes are reared in captivity by humans, orphan cubs or whatever, and eventually released into the wild, and they're monitored. In a lot of cases, they're doing quite well hunting for themselves. So I suppose a lot of it, as in cats, becomes a natural instinct. A cat can catch a mouse naturally, as it's been brought up from a kitten in the human environment, and will hunt birds, which it's never been taught to do. So how much of it is instinctive, how much is irrelevance of being taught by the parents to catch food, is not really known. But perhaps you can find out, perhaps you can make a good observation, perhaps you can make your own comment on that, your own opinion of how much you think it is relevant. If you do have an opinion on that, I'd like to know. You can email me or write to me. So, well, good luck, and I hope you have a good fox watch this month. I wish you the best. So, right, thank you very much for listening, and please contact me with anything you want, anything at all, and I'll be happy to help you. Good luck.